This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is a way to play along your favorite players, NFL, NBA, NHL, golf, chance to win 100x. Sign up today using code underdog, using code GolfSGPN at UnderdogFantasy.com. GolfSGPN at UnderdogFantasy.com. 100% deposit match. Also, I'm going to tell you about the NFL draft. NFL draft is coming this Thursday, and we are going to have a draft watch party over at SGPN. Go over to Sports Gambling Podcast YouTube page. There is a chance. Actually, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it, but if the Panthers were selecting 1-1, I would be there. And so that's the reason I'm not going to be there, because my Carolina Panthers are not selecting 1-1. If that was the case, sadly, this is a poor-run organization that the Carolina Panthers have. And yeah, I'm not going to be there. But just quick state of the union on the Panthers. We traded up for Bryce Young last year. Obviously, it didn't go too well. It takes me a while to quit on someone, but I really wanted CJ Stroud last year, and we didn't get CJ Stroud. We got Bryce Young, and it was just pathetic. It was pathetic. So it's still early, but the overall state of the union on the Panthers is, I don't care what they do. I don't care. Being a Panthers fan, being a Mets fan, tough life over here. That's why we got golf. That's why we got the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, which I'm here to talk about DraftKings-wise. Real quickly, RBC Heritage, that dude, Scottie Scheffler, won another golf tournament. Ever heard of him? Absolute display. And this is a DFS show, and I talked about fading Scottie Scheffler. And there was many paths to fading Scottie Scheffler. There was many paths to fading Scottie Scheffler and still cashing. So, yeah, it was a pretty decent week in DFS if you had the right pieces together and you didn't have Scottie Scheffler. So we will see what we can do this week. It's obviously a very unique week, team event. And you probably are like, why the hell would you, how could you have won if you faded Scottie Scheffler? Math is how you could have won. Scottie Scheffler and a 6K golfer left you with $7,100. So you could have easily built the lineup and had some shit names with Scottie Scheffler in there and not won your event. You could have easily had Scottie Scheffler not in your lineups and had Sahith Theegala and all the guys, Wyndham Clark underneath them, had a great lineup and you could have won. I was in some contests where people didn't have Scottie and they won. So it wasn't my best DFS week, I'll admit that. But let's go right into the Zurich. I'll bring up the DFS pool. Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele, Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, Sahith Theegala, Will Zalatoris, Colin Morikawa, and Kurt Kitayama round out the 10K range. And obviously all of those players are partnered with each other. And with the DFS this week, it does not matter who you select. Say you want Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele, it does not matter if you select either one of those teams. Obviously, you can't select both of them. I mean, yeah, you can't select both of them. I feel like I was clicking it before and wait, you can select? This is weird. I don't think you could select both of them. That is odd. That is odd. I don't think you select both of them. But we will talk about the golfers and talk about who I think you should play and who you shouldn't play. So let's get into this. Pat and Xander lead the way. Obviously, best buds. Obviously, had great course history at this event. They've won this event, finished fourth last year, won 2 years ago, finished 11th the year before that. Now, these dudes they're Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele. Everything looks perfect. But I feel like there's just still a way where they're in this event and they'll find a way to step on each other's toes and just mess it up and just very Shoffley and Cantlay-esque. Like when everyone's in the foursomes format where they're playing their own ball, everyone's on 59 watch, for some reason they're one under through seven. That just screams Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele. You play them in your lineups, you bet them, whatever, and it's just completely disappointing. I think there is so many other ways to make money in this event and play golfers like Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry. I don't think that's the answer either. There's just too many outliers. Like Rory's approach game is really bad. He'll make birdies, but I just can't trust his approach game. But I do think Rory and Shane could be dangerous in the alternate shot format where Rory's hitting driver and Shane's hitting irons, because obviously Shane's have been lights out with the irons, and both of their putters have been hit or miss. Shane's has been really bad, to be honest. But you can't plan that out. Plus, I don't trust Shane Lowry to not just go out on Bourbon Street every night. Now, Sahith Theegala and Will Zalatoris, they're going to be a very, very, very popular bunch in this 10K range. And I mean, someone in this range is going to come through for sure. So Sahith is coming off of a solo second at the RBC Heritage this morning, and where Will Zalatoris, mediocre finish, but did not play horrible. Now, these two are young. These two are hungry. These two want to win. I think they are in this to win this, whereas everyone, I don't think everyone is necessarily in this to win this. I think some guys are here to just have a fun vibey week around Bourbon Street, just collect a check, if I'm being honest. So Sahith and Will are definitely here to win this. But what makes me nervous, especially in the all-shot format, is Sahith will drive the ball off the planet. Like, that is just what he will do. He will put Will Zalatoris in potentially some comfortable spots. And also, I know Will's not hitting every single putt, but I just don't trust a Will Zalatoris team to get to 30 under par. I really, really don't. Whereas there's other golfers down the board where I do. Colin Morikawa, Kurt Kitayama, both live in Vegas, both from California. We're kind of a weird duo, don't really compliment each other's games. Kurt is a difficult conditions guy. So is Colin Morikawa. I don't trust them to gain a ton of putts. Well, Kurt's a bomber. Colin's a plotter. Weird team there with that Kurt K and Colin Morikawa. So let's get down to this 9K range. There's already a team I really do like. Alex Fitz and Matt Fitz. Narrative. Alex Fitz and Matt Fitz are here to win. If you watched the Full Swing episode, they talked about this at this golf tournament last year. They were both here. They actually had a decent result. And Alex Fitz played like shit, played like ass when Matt carried. Now, things are a lot different this time around. Alex has a full year of professional golf under his belt. He should be a lot more comfortable. And Matt Fitz is still Matt Fitzpatrick. He's still a top 10 player in the world. Yeah, so if you watch Full Swing, Alex admitted to being super uncomfortable and not really contributing. Whereas this year, he got a few more starts under his belt. He just made the cut at Corrales last week. He played a full few months on the DP World Tour. Alex should be live. And I do like these guys in the betting markets in DFS at 9,700. I think they have a high ceiling. I think they can get it done. Beneath them, Tom Hoagie and Corey Connors and Taylor Pendrith. I'm not sure you'd go to them at 9,500 when you wouldn't just go to Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin. They almost won this event last year with a blitz of birdies on Sunday to try to backdoor win. I don't trust Taylor Pendrith and Corey Connors to make enough putts, if I'm being honest. So I like that the second Canadian duo of Taylor and Hadwin versus Connors and Pendrith below. Hoagie and McNealy provide a decent ceiling. They can both get scorched earth with the putter, and they both complement each other's games well. Maverick McNealy is going to be long and straight in the fairway, and Tom Hoagie is one of the best iron players in the world. That's a great combination. Him and Hagee both make some birdies, and if they line it up correctly with the alt shot, they can definitely be in for a decent week. $9,100, Rasmus and Nikolai Højgaard. If you don't know anything about these two's style of play, Rasmus is obviously the twin brother of Nikolai Højgaard, who is making a name for himself on the tour now. Rasmus is not the ball striker that Nikolai is, but Rasmus is an elite putter. Rasmus can make anything from anywhere. If you go watch Rasmus play on the DP World Tour, he finishes top 10 every single week, and he basically just makes every single putt. It's kind of absurd. Whereas Nikolai hits it further, hits it straighter, and hits his irons a lot better. I do worry that Nikolai's ball striking and irons aren't exactly on par right now, but they definitely complement each other's games well. And there's a few teams that do that, which we will get to down the board. So 9K, Bryce Garnett and Sepp Straka. Not sure why they're 9K. Sepp Straka, great week. Bryce Garnett is a winner in Puerto Rico, but I think there's some better teams below them and go to them at 9K. Okay, before we get into this 8K range, let me tell you quickly about Underdog Fantasy. NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing your pick 'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and more. Make entries of all basketball or mixed sports. Put some golf in there. You can win up to 100 times your money. Underdog is available in 30 states, including California, Texas, and even Canada. So pull up underdogfantasy.com and go head to there, higher or lower. They'll be running a bunch of different promos at Underdog Picks on Twitter for the NBA playoffs. So keep that in the mind and cash with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure to use promo code GOLFSGPN and Underdog Fantasy will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code GOLFSGPN. And I'm in Florida. They got rid of the Pick'em, but they just launched a player versus player format in Florida. So definitely check that out. GOLFSGPN, Underdog Fantasy. So follow me over on Twitter, and I'm giving away some Underdog stuff each and every week, Twitter, TikTok. So let's do that. Let's talk about this 8K range for the Zurich Classic. Billy Horschel down to Andrew Novak and Davis Thompson and Andrew Putnam and Joe Highsmith. I didn't see that team at the bottom there. Okay, so we'll start at the top of this range. Pricing kind of came out not that long ago. Billy Horschel has a great course history here. Obviously just won a golf tournament at the Corrales, and he's bringing along Tyson Alexander with him. Tyson is a fellow Ponte Vedra native with Billy Horschel. I think Tyson's just kind of wants to ride Billy's coattails and get a decent result, get a paycheck this week. Billy has played really well here, and he's played well in these team events. Now he was jonesing for that win, and he got it in Corrales. But the Corrales win doesn't get him into everything. This win will get him more than Corrales would. So I still think Billy is hungry. Keith Mitchell and Joel Damon, two unserious golfers. I think they could miss the cut. Taylor Montgomery and Ben Griffin, both golfers who will probably have hybrid into every hole, but can make everything on the greens. Team I like down here, $8,500, Thomas Dietrich and Bob McIntyre. Thomas Dietrich is an elite par four player, an elite putter, a driver putter build, while Bobbert McIntyre is a ball striker who kind of struggles on the greens. They complement each other well, but I like that someone's going to be playing these par fives for Thomas Dietrich. If you watch Thomas Dietrich play, he is great on par fours. Birdies a ton of them. Great on the par threes. Not the best on the par threes, but really good on the par fours. He is a liability on the par fives for whatever reason. Now, Bob Mack's going to play some par fives for him. I do like that. $8,400 Ryan Lipsky. They had great results here 2 years ago, but I felt like that was more of a flash in the pan than anything else. Daniel Berger and Vic Perez, kind of a weird pairing at $8,200. Not sure how they were about this. I think they both needed a partner and were like, let's do it. So this goes to me, that tells me that they want to win. Like they want to play because there's no way that they're friends. So whereas there's some other teams that are just here because they're friends. A team that I like, probably my favorite team in this whole any price, Andrew Novak and Davis Thompson, $8,100. Both of these golfers provide a very safe floor, very similar style of golf. They're both not elite, but above average ball strikers and can spike on the putting greens. They're very similar to the teams that have won this event the last few years. Balanced style of golfers, not a crazy like outlier in style of play, which is good because you want to be comfortable with your partner in the alternate shot format. You don't want to be like I mentioned with Sahith Theegala. He's going to hit some drives off the planet. That's just how Sahith plays. Going to put Will Zalatoris in some tough spots where Novak and Thompson, I really don't see them doing that. And they've been so consistent this year, or more Novak than Thompson, but Thompson's been solid, and he's been solid the last 2 years. Novak's been a top 10 machine early in 2024, so I do like that pairing. Final pairing I like at 8K, Garrick Higo and Ryan Fox. Both of these golfers love to bomb it off the tee and drain a ton of putts. They fit each other's style of play, the bomb and gouge, get high with the putter, and that could definitely work in this format. So I like those two names at the bottom of the 8K range. 7K range, one of my also favorite teams, Chris Goddard and Austin Eckrod at $7,900. Both of them are Oklahoma guys. Both of them are young golfers. Both of them have really high ceilings. Chris Goddard, bomber, one of the best drivers in this field, one of the best drivers every single week, can get hot with the putter, whereas Eckrod will play out of every single fairway and has a good iron game and also can get hot with the putter. Well, they do have contrasting styles, but I think it can work if they plan it accordingly. So if Austin Eckrod's teeing off on the more positional holes, trying to get in line for Goddard to hit a wedge, whereas on the par fives, you let Goddard tee off, bomb it down there, and then Eckrod can lean into that iron game and get down there in two. I do like that. Taylor Moore and Matt Neesmith, underpriced in my opinion. Why are they $7,700 and like Putnam is $8,000. Berger is $8,200. Taylor Moore has been a cut-making machine. I think this team can make some noise at $7,700. Anyone else in the 7K range, I do think can make some noise. Nick Hardy and Davis Riley obviously played well last year, won it, and they're 70, not getting any respect, but they're unserious golfers. And they were. I don't think that you winning this event should get you into as many events as it does, but I mean it does. So yeah, they're back here. So anyone else in this 7K range? Dylan Wu and Justin Lauer is a team that I think can make some noise. A team that they want it. The strokes gained vibes is important this week. You notice I didn't talk about any stats at the top of the show, which I usually do. Obviously, you want to hit your irons good and make a ton of putts, but strokes gained vibes. Who wants to be here? Who's going to mesh well? And I think I can do a good job of noting that. And I think Dylan Wu and Justin Lauer are here to play good golf, as well as like everyone like under $7,500. They're not here to fuck around. They're here to win. Chandler Phillips and Jacob Bridgman at 7,400 is an interesting team. Chandy's done some great things with the irons, and Jacob Bridgman, young guy who's done some really good things on the greens. I do like that. Anyone else? 7K range is kind of bleak. $7,200. I love Alex Smalley and Matty Schmid. Alex Smalley is kind of in danger of losing his PGA Tour card, and he had his best week of his season last week. Last week at the Corrales. While Matty Schmid has been a top 10 machine over the last 2 months. Pair those two things together. I think they are here to win. You want Alex Smalley on this positional approach style golf course, Bermuda grass. That is where Alex Smalley does his best work. So I am definitely down. Alex Smalley is fighting for his PGA Tour card. So he is going to be a good selection this week. And then finally, Aldi Potts and Thurston Lawrence, $7,100. Young South African duo. Tristan Lawrence is a winner on the DP World Tour a ton of times, and Pot Geyer is a winner on the Korn Ferry Tour, future PGA Tour player, both of these guys probably, and they both can bomb the hell out of the ball and make a ton of putts, very similar to Fox and Higo. Love this team. $7,100 can definitely make the cut, can definitely finish inside the top 10. Okay, 6K range, not going to deep dive it too much. Justin Suh and Rico Hoy. Justin Suh, disappointing week last week. Rico Hoy, ball striking savant. Justin Suh can get really hot with the putter. Should pair well. That's its style that should pair well. Mac Meisner, Austin Smotherman definitely have that, like, they both have that plus five ball striking potential. Can hopefully get through the cut. Who is this? SH Kim and Sungmoon Bae. That's an absurd team. JJ Spohn and Hayden Buckley have been playing bad. Pearson Coody and Parker Coody underpriced, but I trust them to get through the cut. Parker Coody, $6,600. Great ball striker. Pearson Coody, $6,600. Great short game player. Kind of like Rasmus and Nikolai, but you're getting them at a massive discount. Love those two. Love those two down here. And Adrian Dumont and Jimmy Stanger, driver putter build, a high ceiling team in the 6K range. Callum Tarran played well last week, and David Skins has kind of popped up. $6,400 English duo can make some noise. Brandon Wu and Nicholas Lindheim, is that what I'm saying? That's a crazy team. Okay. I think that about, I mean, Chez Reavie and Brant Snedeker can make this cut at $6,100. They just literally can. But the full 6K range deep dive will be coming Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday, hopefully. This is a weird week of content, but I wanted to get on here. Quick 20-minute show, short field. Wanted to talk about some guys that I like. Maybe a week that some guys take off, but this is a week that I think you can make money. We can make money. So let's do it. I will catch you guys later in the week. Peace out. Any questions, you know where to find me.